Chapter 4. A Fossil Find. Buzz looked at the exhausted faces of Suzanne and Frank Lopez and knew they hadn't gotten any more sleep than she or Leo had. She had told them about finding the backpack and that Daniel and Carmen appeared to have left the canyon. That meant the search area had to be widened. "But we've called in a search plane, so we'll be able to cover more territory," Buzz explained. "But what if they got caught out in the storm yesterday? It was so cold last night, and it's going to be hot again today." Suzanne's voice trailed away. "They still have one backpack with some essential supplies," Buzz answered, but she was worried too. When Daniel awoke, he couldn't believe how stiff and sore his body felt. Other than the tracks and the rain-softened ground, there was no sign of the mountain lion. Daniel wanted to be rescued. He was tired of eating cactus buds and drinking rainwater. Jolting awake, Carmen looked like she was about to cry. "It wasn't a dream. We really are lost." She looked at Daniel and pleaded, "Tell me the mountain lion was a dream." Shaking his head, Daniel began climbing the small hill they had spent the night on. Maybe they would be able to see familiar landmarks from the top. Carmen hurried after him, tearing open the package of the last nutrition bar. It felt like they were standing on top of the world because they could see clearly in all directions. Carmen pointed to a notch in the hills below them. "Do you see that? Something shiny? Maybe like a road or a river?" Daniel stooped to follow the line of Carmen's arm, but at first he couldn't see anything. Then he saw a flash of red. "It's the highway! I just saw a car on it." But how many miles away was it, and would they be able to navigate their way across the land as it rose and fell and rose again?